All right, we are here at the Halo World Championships, day number two. I am here with Elamite from Team Envious, who just went on a 12-0 game streak through the loser's bracket after a defeat yesterday. And you guys were killing it today.
Oh, yeah. We took a time out like last night after we had got back from, you know, the event and whatnot. And we just talked. We watched, you know, some of the other games that were going on. And, you know, we never lose confidence in our team. We've been in these situations before, and it's just like a routine thing for us at this point. We just don't know why we have to do it to ourselves. That's the main thing. But, you know, the team is just playing out of this world today, honestly. Like, we literally, if we had any more matches today, I don't think anybody else would want to play us today at all. They'd rather play us tomorrow for sure, like, if anything.
But, yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys had a really good setup. Mikwin's been going crazy this entire weekend.
Man, I am so proud of him. He has been through some stuff behind the scenes nobody knows too much about. And we had him come out to Charlotte and the condos and stuff like that, to the headquarters, and land with the entire team. And, you know, just get that camaraderie back, get on the same page, build that relationships up with the guys, and, you know, handle the business. And he's playing beyond above expectations. Honestly, he's literally still in the show for sure. But everybody's doing their part, too. So
that's amazing. So tell us a little about that, because we've heard a lot of teams starting to do this strategy of before any major events, especially something like Worlds, teams are getting together like in cabins or in the each other's houses and landing for up to 2 weeks before an event.
It's super key. You want to be around your teammates if possible. I know a lot of people can't really afford to do that, and some, you know, organizations don't cover that type of stuff, but if you can do it, it's so beneficial, hanging around with your teammates, you know, doing, you know, everything besides Halo as well, like whatever you're doing, going out to go get food together, just team things, building the chemistry in and out of the game. That is the important part. And that's the main reason why a lot of teams focus on getting their players together and in the same room, practicing and grinding together.
Awesome. So for Team Envious, what do you guys do to kind of bond outside of Halo? Because like you mentioned, you do a lot more than just play Halo.
Yeah. But
it's like a family experience.
Yeah, we more or less at the apartments, there's other teams there from other games like Gears and COD. We'll go watch movies, hang out with them, go out to eat, you know what I mean? Like, we're doing VR at the office, you know, but mostly playing Halo for the, you know, we're there to play Halo. So, you know, all the other stuff we do outside of Halo would just mainly just, you know, a few other games, movies and stuff like that. Just chilling, talking about Halo. It's Halo no matter where we go. We're probably watching a stream walking out in the street somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, mind is always on Halo.
That's great. And just to see the amount of effort that everyone on the team is putting into this. I mean, I've been watching you guys pretty much all day today, and everyone up there is so intense, and the chatter is so great. This is really cool to see how much has been coming through just today. But what's kind of some of the big things that you guys have identified? I know Mikwin said as we kind of left the stage that one of the things that your team's struggling with right now is strongholds.
Yeah.
What's some of the other things that you've kind of identified over the season that you guys have really worked on and you think coming to Worlds you've actually done really good at?
Well, Slayers, we kind of slowed down on Slayers before this tournament as well. We were called out on a lot about losing our Slayers, and then we focused up on Slayers and we've been winning our Slayers, but then we kind of dwelled down back on strongholds. And it's kind of a situation where when you try to build something else up, something else kind of attribute kind of goes down, you know what I mean? So you have to go back, kind of keep it balanced on the levels. But one other thing that was struggling was our tone levels, our communication levels, you know, just finding that right balance of good information, getting hype when we need to, and then calming it back down so people can hear the clear information coming to them. You know, that's, we have to play a certain way. We're not like crowd pleasers who have to yell and they get hype and that's how they, you know, they do their thing. We're more calm, cool, and collected, but we get hype when we need to, but then we have to tone that level down. That's what we've been struggling with coming into Worlds, and we've kind of finally found that mesh besides, you know, working on strongholds.
Yeah. Now you come at a different aspect of it because you're a coach for Envious. So what's it that you look at with trying to communicate to everyone that's playing? What's the one thing that you really try to make sure everyone else knows?
I'm the guy who can say and speak freely about things that I see, you know, so it's not just a team going at one person about certain things and whatnot. So I keep them, you know, focused on the next objectives, you know, keep everybody on the same page, obviously keeping up with times. I'm also low-key a psychologist as well. I'm helping these guys, you know, mentally stay in the game and mentally, you know, be on the same page with each other. And you know what I mean? And I help translate what teammates are trying to say to other teammates, but in the best way possible, you know? So I also manage the team as well. So I'm pretty busy doing a whole bunch of stuff besides coaching on the outside, but a lot of people don't really know that. So, you know, I'm hooking them up with, like, you know, their, you know, the controllers and getting all their stuff situated. And, you know what I mean? I'm like, I do everything for the guys behind the scenes.
That's awesome. As you can hear in the background, a lot of crazy people here today. Yep. I'm sure there's a lot of talent here. And one of the big things for you is you're the one team that's out there, and it's been advertised all over HCS and the Halo Twitter. Envious was made to bring down Optic Gaming.
Yes, I mean, that's specifically why we went after the players we did, Snipe Down and Hook. We knew exactly who we wanted to get after Season 1 Finals, and once that was done and we just made a play for it, we knew that our play style and how we played against, you know, a team like Optic, you know, we'd be able to dethrone them, and we did at Season 2 Finals. Now we need to do it again here at Worlds, and we're in the same situation as we were at Season 2 Finals. In the loser bracket, we're going to have to beat people twice. I don't know if it's going to be Liquid or Optic, but right now I think Liquid and Optic will be playing tonight, so we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, you guys fought valiantly today. 12-0 is amazing. Mm-hmm. You guys went to a Game 7 last night, but you guys came back and did really well. So yep. We're looking forward to seeing what you guys can pull out for tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.